The subscription boom: why an old business model is the future of commerce. Written and narrated by Adam Levinter. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my wife, Erica. Thank you for your endless support, love, and acceptance. To my children, Loa, Hudson, and Ezra, my greatest sources of joy and happiness. And to my father, Robbie, who passed away shortly before the release of this book, the greatest man I've ever known and the father I aspire to be. Introduction. It is March 6, 2012, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Dollar Shave Club's web servers are unprepared for the surge of traffic about to descend on the California-based startup's website. Michael Dubin, the company's founder, is scrambling, terrified, in his words, that in that moment, my biggest dreams were turning into my worst nightmares. The quirky yet brilliant video he produced to magnify the company's official launch has fierce momentum on YouTube, the play count increasing more rapidly with each passing minute. A half hour in, the website crashes. At Dollar Shave Club's borrowed office space, a few individuals work frantically to get the overheated servers back online. When the smoke clears a few hours later, the promotional video has crushed all expectations. Millions of views and 12,000 new Dollar Shave Club subscribers. If you haven't seen the video yet, it's worth taking 90 seconds to watch it before reading on. Go to https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ZUG9QYTJMSI. But here's a small sample of the script. Mike is sitting at his office desk, close-up shot of head and shoulders. Children's toys are hung up all over the background wall. Camera slowly zooms out as Mike begins to speak. Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Mike stands up and begins moving around the desk towards the door. Yeah, $1. Are the blades any good? No. Stops in the doorway and points at the poster to the right. Our blades are fucking great. Known to industry colleagues as a brilliant marketer with a savvy entrepreneurial frugality, Dubin took a do-it-yourself approach to the video. He starred in it himself and used his existing fulfillment warehouse as a set for his smug yet humorous delivery. In all, he produced and shot the video for only $4,500, peanuts compared to what traditional ad agencies charge. As I write this, the 1.5-minute sliver of marketing genius has over 26 million views. Dollar Shave Club, or DSC as Dubin calls it, is an online company that sells razors and other men's personal grooming products by shipping them direct to consumers. Customers select a shave plan based on blade type and subscribe for only a few dollars a month. The branding is slick, and framing the subscription as an opportunity to join a club puts a new spin on an old-school industry once dominated by legacy brands Gillette and Schick. The barbershop aesthetic and irreverent humor might grab some initial attention, but that isn't enough to keep customers around long enough to build a billion-dollar business. The thing that really resonates for DSC's subscribers is the same for most companies outlined in this book: a superior customer experience. That experience includes some obvious pieces, like great customer service and convenience. But ultimately, DSC used the subscription model as the business pillar to build enduring customer loyalty, a necessary requirement for success in today's new age of consumerism. Shopping, in the traditional sense, involves a buyer and a seller. A potential buyer learns about a product, usually from exposure to branded marketing, and if it's compelling enough to buy, they do so via a store or website. Following the purchase, the buyer's role shifts to that of a consumer, or user, if you prefer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?